There was one interesting distinction I think I read it from Ajahn Jeff along those lines with Ekagata versus Ekoti Balam.
Ekoti Balam, yes, yeah.
And I noticed Bhikkhu Bodhi's kind of gone back and forth with translating those two terms differently, you know, one time using singleness of mind and the other time using unification. But I think maybe I saw somewhere that Ajahn Jeff translated the first Ekagata in the first time as, I think, Tikhabo just mentioned, the singleness of preoccupation.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one, the unification.
It's a slightly different slant, and sometimes it's good to make those distinctions. Sometimes you might end up pay attention to the resolving those five hindrances and experiencing a sense of well-being and tranquility, and let the mind settle. Sometimes those nuances it can be drawn out, but I think it's in terms of practice to let the mind settle.